What is this? What? I feel like I've just woken up from a dream.
It's a dream. The dream of the hiatus.
I
told you watching John videos would make you, would make us do a hiatus.
Did I tell you that he got on Kotaku for his Superman LP?
Yeah.
I like it because it shows that through LP you can gain some level of notoriety, which means that by playing a video game and doing the very simple process of just recording it, you can gain some level of notoriety. But I also hate the fact that Kotaku people are going to get into LP now, and they're going to have to go through the same process as YouTube LPers did, which means that we're going to be rocketed into this new era of YouTube, ruled over by Czar Slowbeef through the Red Supre army.
Everyone on SA is going to be a member. They're actually going to change the name of something awful to Red Supre Army.
Well, there's going to be like, it's going to be like there's another sub-forum for it. We have Let's Play, and we also have Red Supre as a sub-forum unto itself.
Yes.
Or maybe like a sub-sub-forum. There's a Red Supre, but it's a part of LP.
Uh-huh. We're going to get like terrible LPs with games like Donkey Kong Country Returns, and
done through camcorder. That's what I'm worried about the most. People on Kotaku are going to go to YouTube and see LPs, and they're going to see camcorder LPs, and they're going to think that that's what you're supposed to do. And then we're going to have like a whole new era. It's
usher in the Let's Play wars. It's gonna destroy the entire world. Eventually, someone's gonna let out like all the nuclear bombs ever.
Yeah, and then we'll have someone will have to perform a chaos dunk in order for us to be able to get past that. But we're not here to talk about Barkley, Shut Up, and Jam Gaiden. At least not yet. So yeah, what did we? What games did we acquire over the Christmas season that was about a month ago?
Well, we got Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Yeah, that's a pretty good game.
Got Fist of the North Star Kent's Revenge.
That is a game that is probably only decent, but I have a certain level of affection for it because it's Fist of the North Star.
What's Fist of the North Star? Do you like it? You like it. There you go. That's the end of that. We don't need a podcast on that. Do you like Fist of the North Star? Then you're gonna like it.
No, there's more to it than that. Even if you like Fist of the North Star, there's no guarantee that you'll like Ken's Rage.
Yeah, I know.
But, I don't know. We can get to that later. We're here to talk about jumping gorillas and chimps with jetpacks.
And peanuts.
There
we go.
And bananas. Mountains upon mountains of bananas.
Which reminds me, who hasn't stolen his bananas by now?
I like the return to form of Cranky Kong. Like, the return of him from, I don't know, because there have been a lot of Donkey Kong games in the interim between this game and, I guess, Donkey Kong 64 was what would be considered the last proper Donkey Kong Country game. But, I had never played any of them, like, other than Jungle Beat, which was Dance Dance Revolution with a weird Nintendo peripheral. There was another one that was like it was Jungle Beat, but it was like a platformer game.
Yeah, that was Jungle Beat.
What was the one I'm thinking of?
Donkey Konga?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Donkey Konga was just like the rhythm game that was Donkey Kong in that Donkey Kong appeared on the box and there were bongos that looked like barrels. The Donkey Kong Country signature object.
Well, he does play the bongos.
That's true. If you play that on a pad, you don't have to use up any of your music tokens, which is good, because it means you don't have to visit Candy.
Oh.
You remember Candy Kong from Donkey Kong 64?
Yeah, barely. What did she do?
She was the one who gave you musical instruments and musical upgrades. She also gave you health upgrades, which was nice overall, though pretty unnecessary, considering that every enemy you killed gave you a piece of health. So if you got hit by them once, if you killed them, you were fine. I guess it was kind of necessary for the final boss fight, which was the only boss fight that was actually in any way difficult.
Oh, there was like a giant beaver. That's hard.
There was not a giant beaver in Donkey Kong 64.
There has to have been.
There was not. Yeah. There was a giant armadillo that shot nuclear bombs at you.
At least that should have come back in Donkey Kong Country Returns.
I don't even think... They completely overhauled the enemy set in that. There are no Kremlings, and there are no beavers. Which might be disappointed to all the vagina fans out there.
Those poor bastards. Not going to get their candy tonight.
It's a refreshingly simple game, I guess. I don't know how anyone else feels about this, but I actually sort of prefer a more rigid level structure to sandboxing, because if a sandbox isn't done well, it really just means that you have to wander around to get to your next mission, as opposed to just, like, having it start.
Yeah, your next level is just kind of there.
Yeah, if the stuff in the sandbox isn't entertaining to do, especially if you don't have a fun way of getting around the sandbox, then it's really just a long trek to the next mission that it's the only thing you're going to go to, and it'd be better if you could just, like, you know, select it from a drop-down menu. It was one of the things that, I'm sure the opinion on this is divided, but rather than having a shittily done sandbox, I kind of prefer the way No More Heroes 2 did the drop-down menu thing. Like, I would rather have just the ability to go to what I want to go to instantly than have to trek through it in a city where there's really nothing to do.
Yeah, it's not like Saints Row 2 where you could just go there by jumping off a really tall building or car surfing.
Yeah, there were actually a lot of fun ways to get around in Saints Row 2. Grab yourself an airplane, fly over your objective, and parachute out. Or if you've got
the
immunity
to
fall...
Leave the plane to fly into the biggest building there is.
Yeah, or if you become immune to fall damage, don't even bother with the parachute, just fall out.
I should go back and get that.
It's pretty worthwhile, although I will admit that Saints Row 2 falls prey to the same thing that all sandbox games do. Once you've exhausted the story missions, all you really have left to do is to get into fights with the authority and dick around with them.
Well, I mean, you get helicopters fighting you, kind of.
That is true. The last story mission unlocks the attack to helicopter for you.
That's not what we're talking about, though, right?
No, not in theory, but when have we ever had focus?
I don't know, I like to think about that one time where we didn't have focus.
I don't know. The thing is that it's tough to talk about a game like Donkey Kong Country Returns unless we talk about individual levels, because all there is to it is there are levels, you're Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong... Or Donkey Kong and...
Donkey Kong.
It's hard to say whether or not I think the Wiimote movements that you use for the gameplay are reasonable or not. I don't really find them too intrusive overall, but... I don't know. I don't remember a time in the game where I felt like you had to do, like, roll jumping. You know how that works,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know how it works. You can jump cancel even out of the air.
As long as you do a roll, you can jump at any time, even if you're falling out of the air. It's pretty much the only way you can get some of the Kong letters, and I think also some of the puzzle the jiggies.
Well, what did those do?
They were just a challenge marker. Like, if you could get all of the puzzle pieces.
Get all the puzzle pieces if you get this pretty picture of a strawberry.
Pretty much. It was really just like an I've done it. It doesn't... It unlocks, I think, like, some of the music gallery and some of the image gallery, but who cares? If I wanted the soundtrack, I would go on YouTube.
If I wanted the soundtrack, I'd go on the internet. I'd get a computer just for the soundtrack.
Yeah, it's not that hard to get the soundtrack. I wish that there had been more stuff like maybe alternate characters and maybe alternate costumes, like you get Donkey Kong in a bondage outfit.
No. You get Solid Snake. You get him in a box.
He's hiding in one of the barrels. It's actually marked with the Foxhound logo instead of the Donkey Kong logo.
Yeah.
But yeah, it kind of would have been worthwhile to get some of the extra characters, like any of the Kongs with regular people hair that have the ability to be helicopters.
No. You should have gotten Cranky. And he has, like, a motorized wheelchair.
That's what I figured was going to happen. You know how when you screw up enough times and it'll say you want Super Kong to teach you how to go through the level and you don't do it because you're not a pansy?
Yeah.
I kind of wish that... I found out what Super Kong is because I saw a YouTube video of it, that it's basically just Donkey Kong but alternately colored, and he just goes through the level for you, I think. It would have been better if it had been Cranky Kong. Like, it's like he shows you up.
Well, he shows you up and he's wearing, like, a weird superhero outfit. He's got, like, S... Well, no, he's dressed in the Superman outfit, but instead of S, it says SK.
SK? Super Kong?
Yeah.
Either that, or, like, he's just flying around on his rocking chair that is now rocket-powered.
Yeah. He flies over, and actually, he doesn't help you, he just insults you every time you mess up. Like, I could do better than that.
And that's what motivates you, you try to get through the level as best as you can just to get him to shut up.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
Super Cranky, now coming to a town near you.
I will say overall, though, that because Cranky is, in the game as a shop, he can make the game a little too easy. It's not really that hard to get banana coins, honestly, mostly because of the bonus games, you get them constantly, and because he sells you extra lives. I think, didn't we max out the coin counter right around the time we ended the game?
Yeah, we finished it about the time we entered the final world.
Yeah, we had maxed out coins, so when we were getting ready to go to the final boss, because the it uses the rocket barrel, we should probably explain the little gameplay quirks, but we'll get to that in a second, which is actually kind of difficult to do. I just went to the store and started pounding the buy, I think 7 lives is the maximum you can buy at a time,
yeah.
Just bought as many of those as we could until I think we had 50 lives.
No, I think we maxed out on them.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter, because we only lost, like, a couple of them. It's difficult in co-op when you're, when you die in co-op, you don't come back just as one person, you come back as both people, but because of it, you have to use up 2 lives to do it. So, if you die in co-op, you, use 2 lives every time you have to start the level over, or start from the checkpoint. The difference is that both of you have to die for that to count, and if you want, in co-op at any time, the other player who is dead can use a life to come in as a balloon and just join.
Well, he gets airdropped to you in a barrel. Right,
pretty much,
on a balloon. I don't know how they fit DK in a barrel. Do you know how?
It's a pretty big barrel, I would assume.
But it's, like, custom-made to fit only Diddy. Nothing
bigger. I
don't
know. Maybe Donkey Kong's just, like, really cramped. Maybe that's how he explodes out of it.
Is that why he gets really angry whenever he's rolled?
I suppose so. The one thing that is nice, and I noticed that when we were playing at 2-player, was that if you use the ability to airdrop Donkey Kong or Diddy Kong into the level, and for some reason the other player misses and the barrel doesn't open before, like, you would fall off the screen, I don't think it penalizes you for it. It doesn't make you sacrifice the life.
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't really use it that much.
I'm sure that came up at least once, because I know that I noticed that. I mean, we did die a lot in at least one level.
I wish we had died a lot in that final minecart level. Because you were the only one controlling, then I could have laughed at you.
I think if we jump in the minecart together, but we're separate, we can both control the jump.
Yeah.
One thing that was nice, and the original Donkey Kong Country levels, the best parts were the minecart levels because they were fast-paced and pretty fun. Unforgiving, but fun. So Retro decided to overdose the game on it. There is an entire area that is, I think, save two levels, is all minecarts.
Even the final boss is on a minecart.
Yeah, but it's done a little bit differently because you're freeform on it. You have to jump around like it's just moving platforms. It's not like the when you're surfing on the minecarts or when you're in them.
Yeah, because they added a new kind of minecart where there's blue rocks in it. And, you know, being retro, you can't know what that is. You just can't.
Yeah, seriously, glowing blue rocks. I was expecting Dark Samus to show up.
I expected her to be the final boss. She was the Tiki.
Well, the way that you defeat her is much better than the way Samus ever defeated her, if she had been the final boss, but we'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, there are two kinds of minecart. You either ride in them, or you stand on them. The difference is that when you ride in the minecart, you jump with the minecart, you know, like classic Donkey Kong Country. You can duck in the minecart, which, if you can do that, you usually do have to. And there are the other kinds where you stand on the minecart because it's full and you basically surf on it. Rather than jumping with the minecart, you jump off of it to alternate minecarts. It doesn't seem that much different at first, but later on they introduce these little trains that have grass hanging from underneath them, and you can jump off the minecart to hang from the train. It makes it pretty fast-paced and a lot of fun to do.
I would have been more interested in that train if you were still in the minecart, because you would have been, like, hanging onto it with your feet. I don't know how my feet are stuck there. It's like it's covered in glue.
I like
it. It's a glue cart.
Yes. Well, would it surprise you? Donkey Kong has, like, a really diverse island for being, you know,
and,
a monkey.
Yeah, it's a giant monkey.
With a television and a boombox, but a monkey. Let's see.
Well, on the island, there's the beach, there's the junk.
With pirate crabs.
Pirate crabs, one of which has a fork for a claw.
Yeah, they have the typical pirate stuff. There's, I think, does one of them have a beard, or did
one
I just
one of them had a beard,
that?
And an eye patch, and
okay,
a hat.
Okay, good. There is the beard. I don't know if any of them had, like, a little bird on their crab shoulder, but, the pirate hat, hook for a hand, and then there are two other ones, both of which I think have bandanas, but one of them has a fork for a hand.
I want to remember what the other one had. I want to think it had a knife, but I would have.
It was probably like the dinner knife. It was like a butter knife.
I know it was probably that, but I wish it had been a spoon. Arr, I can eat the fat.
The pirate captain, rather than having a hook, has like a knife, so that by their power combined, they can eat dinner.
Well, what does the hook do? Is he the one that gets to eat?
Yeah, he is. He's the one who makes hot dogs. He spears them when he's cooking them on the barbecue. It's like a kebab.
They're the ultimate trio. They're the cooking. They're the new Gordon Ramsay.
It's like if Combatler V, instead of being a super robot, was just some dude who was eating.
Just some fat guy in a bar eating nachos.
Yeah, that's it. Combatler V! And instead of dick missile, he has, like, eat nachos.
But other than the beach, there's like an entire mine system.
Yeah, which is where all the minecart levels are, which makes sense.
There's a poisonous swamp.
Poisonous swamp, there's the forest level that has swingy vines. That reminds me, a lot of the music is brought back from Donkey Kong Country, the first one, and it actually works pretty well because they updated the music, but they also added some original stuff. So, this game actually does sort of, at least for me, borders the level that you need to, where the game is just as much of an homage to the old stuff, while still introducing just a few new things that actually really work. The rocket barrel is pretty fun, if a little annoying to control.
Oh shoot, you got the rocket barrel in like 6 worlds. Yeah, I don't even remember how many worlds.
I only remember 2 specific instances of the rocket.
Was one of them the giant bat?
Yes, the giant bat that was Shade Man from Mega Man 7 because he could shoot those sonic blasts at you.
Yeah, that was messed up. And
you remember that podcast we did where we did that thing, man, the sonic boom guns? Apparently the sonic boom guns are a giant bat.
Well, what it is Charlie and Guile, their hands are actually bats. And when they click together, they scream so loud it creates a little blast.
Exactly. That's how it works. It's like their hands are they both have that thing that Vampire Hunter D has, where he has a symbiote in his hand. It's just both of his hands, and they're both bats instead of like a wisecracking little guy. The rocket barrel controls by you tap the A button to make it go higher. I don't remember if it'll like, if you need to tap the A button to keep it level and you hold the A button to suddenly rocket it upwards.
Yes.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
It's been a bit since I've actually played it. Because the game was a lot of fun. You can tell that it's one of those fun games because we just sat down and beat it.
In like 2 sittings.
Yeah, that was basically what we did. We just sat down and beat the game. It wasn't like with when I did Metroid Other M and I sat down and beat the game because I was powering through it. But this is one of those games where I just, like, I'm not consciously trying to beat it. I'm just flowing through the game. It sort of was, it really scratched an itch for me because I've been wanting a really good speedy platform game that hasn't really been answered because they haven't made a decent Prince of Persia game since, I guess, Sands of Time.
It's like the third one. The original trilogy was good, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was good overall. Warrior Within had its issues. Two Thrones also had a couple of issues. But overall, it was good. And I haven't played the quote new, and by new, I mean the one that happened before Forgotten Sands. So I've been sort of itching for a good speedy platformer game, and this game scratches that quite well. The platforming flows really well when you're not playing co-op and you're not screwing each other over.
Which we do quite frequently.
We were relatively good about it. It was just that one level that really screwed us over.
It was all you.
That was both
it
of
was
us.
It was all you.
Shut up.
It was
definitely both of us.
It was all you.
Okay, so there's a level where you jump by switches and it presses the switch, and that causes platforms to alternately close and open. It's, you know, those switches in Link to the Past where they were red and blue, and if you hit it so that it was blue, the blue blocks would go, I think, down, and the red blocks would come up.
God.
Basically, it works like that does, except that when it's red, red is up, and blue is up. But when you're doing that co-op, the best thing to do is to have the person playing Diddy jump on the person playing Donkey Kong's back and just let the person playing Donkey Kong go through it by themselves.
No, you were being an idiot.
No, that wasn't the problem. You kept going ahead of me.
Going ahead of you because you kept making, because whenever we combined, you kept doing stupid stuff that you knew would get us killed.
Every time that I made it, it was like very slim stuff.
No, this was very clearly going to kill you. There was a big pit and you jumped into it.
That one jump that you kept saying was the stupid way was the only time I was ever able to get it right.
Okay,
when I tried to do it the way you
preferred. That one
jump
I will give you. But anything else that made us both die was all on you. And it was stupid.
Other than the problem with it is that the switches will flip if anyone jumps by them. So if you're playing co-op, and let's say the person playing Donkey Kong goes ahead and jumps onto jumps past a red switch to cause the red platforms to come out. You'll land on the red platform. Then the person playing as Diddy will follow you and jump, try to jump on the red platform, but the jump is naturally made so that you're really, if you're flowing through it, you'll just naturally jump by the switches. So the person playing Diddy will jump through the switch, make the platform come out from underneath the person playing Donkey Kong, and the platform won't be there for Diddy Kong, so you'll both fall in the pit and die. That is basically what happened to us through, I think, like, what, 30 lives?
About 50.
Yeah, it was a lot.
All of them were your fault.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, 10 of them were my fault. The other 40 were yours.
That was just really bad coordination on our part. We could have done better if we had actually tried rather than just trying to speed through the level alternately.
That was so funny.
That was... It was one of those things. Donkey Kong Country Returns is one of those games where if you are screwing up, it's actually still kind of amusing. Outside the few circumstances where, like, if you're trying to get a letter that is annoyingly placed, but if you're just flowing through the levels and you screw up, it can be kind of funny. So it's still fun even when you're bad at it.
Now all we need is, Lego Donkey Kong Country Returns 2.
Yeah, I guess. I don't even know.
I want the bananas to be made out of Legos, and every time you touch them, they break apart, and you have to go through a little mini game where you have to put them back together.
That was one of the nice things. One of the major complaints of Donkey Kong 64 is that it is a collectathon madness, and really, you are collecting stuff. You have to collect everything. With Donkey Kong Country Returns, not only did they scale that back, but other than a few, pretty much all of the collection is optional. Like, I don't think that there's anything you really have to get in order to beat the game. Unless you want to unlock Mirror Mode.
And even that just kind of happens naturally.
Well, it's optional, but it's only if you want to, it's another level. Let's see, how did it go?
Fruit.
If you get Kong on... every stage, if you get all the letters on every stage so you get the little marker for it, it'll unlock a secret stage that is a little... It's like a Mayan temple, but themed around Donkey Kong.
Well, that's what they never taught you in history. Gorillas were king, and people were slaves.
So we're basically living in the post-Planet of the Apes era.
There you go.
Ah, okay. You go through these levels, and they're pretty tough platforming levels. Like, the reward that's at the end of it, Retro, makes you friggin' work for it.
Remember the first time we did it? How much we screwed up?
Yeah. I remember it was a lot better when we decided to, split the duties for it, where, like, I would do some of them and you would do the others, and we'd do them, like, separate.
Yeah.
Because really, there isn't any time for mistakes, and if you go in separately, if the two of you aren't in perfect sync, you're really just gonna die. And die.
And die.
And die. And honestly, even if you're by yourself, there's a good chance that you're gonna screw up a lot anyway.
This way you're only wasting one life, though.
Yeah. But by beating those levels, there's one per area. Was there one also for level 8? Was there one for, like,
every world.
I thought there was just 7.
No, those 8.
But whatever. I guess I'm stupid.
Yes, you are.
some of those deaths were your fault. So, shut up. Anyway, by getting it, you get a little crystal ball that's set into a piece, and you can unlock the... Is it like the Golden Banana Temple?
It is the Golden DK Temple.
Yeah. It's from World Temple 9. Of Doom. It's only one level long, but it basically rockets you into Banana Heaven that also has strawberries.
Oh, no. You remember how he got there?
No.
Touched the giant golden banana, and it dematerialized him into a yellow goo. And then, through, I don't know, air currents, he just kind of flew all the way up there and rematerialized.
Into Banana Heaven. It's a pretty... It didn't look like too bad of a platforming level overall.
No.
What is at the end of it, rather than, one of the normal level end checkpoint is a barrel with, a rotating thing in it. If you hit the, You hit it while it's on an item, you get the item. It cycles between a banana bunch, a DK coin, a banana coin, and an extra life, and the DK symbol. If you get the DK symbol, you do the drum motion with the nunchuck and the Wiimote, and that makes Donkey Kong or Diddy Kong punch the barrel a lot. And you get the multiple of a randomized item for every time that you manage to hit it. You usually max out about 15. Like, I think that's the highest you can get. That's the highest I've seen either of us get. I usually get around 13. It'll be one of the items that the barrel will usually give you. Either extra lives, which is rare, but does happen. Banana coins, which is pretty common. Like, I think that's the reason we maxed out banana coins. And, or a bunch of bananas, which is nice, because extra lives and all. But, the end of Banana Heaven, you get a special banana mirror, and that allows you to go through the levels in mirror mode.
That's what it did for you. What it did for me, it sent me to the dark world.
Parallel worlds.
Skull fucking.
Drugs. Mirror mode is exactly what it sounds like. You play the levels mirrored. It's a little disorienting at first to run left instead of right. A very old platforming trick. But it also limits you in a lot of other ways. You have to play as Donkey Kong by yourself. The stat-boosting items do not work. The other things you can buy from Cranky are, other than extra lives, are a key that unlocks a separate path. Banana Tonic, which makes you invincible, and Heart Boost that gives you more hit points. Those don't work in mirror mode. You are Donkey Kong. You cannot get Diddy Kong. You're by yourself. You don't get the hover ability that Diddy Kong's jetpack comes with, and you only get one hit. It can be pretty rough, especially considering the disorienting nature of it.
Yeah.
But it's still fun. It doesn't affect the minecart levels too much, because in the minecart levels, even if you are not by yourself, you still, you pretty much die in one hit anyway. So yeah. Is there anything else? I don't know. The bosses are amusing, but pretty simple.
Fork Crab!
Crab Tank. Yeah, the pirate crabs, they will burrow underground and come up as Crab Tower. You have to knock them off their balance and then hit them in the butt.
That's the solution to everything. Hit them in the butt.
Pretty much.
Boot to the butt.
There's also the spiny lizard thing that as you beat it up, it goes Super Saiyan.
I really wish it had gotten the hair, even though it didn't have any.
It's like the spikes just become big and golden.
Yeah.
That would have been fun. All the bosses are really simple. There's only one boss that has like a sort of unique idea relative to the game, but all of them are pretty simple. You wait for them to have a vulnerability moment, then you jump on their weak spot or roll into their weak spot. There is the bird. There are two birds. One that has a flying nest that throws bombs at you.
All right.
And they're, that you have to, you pick them up and you throw them at him. Pretty simple stuff. Pick up the boss's projectiles, throw them back at him, it'll get hurt.
Bowser.
Yeah, or Ganon.
Or anyone.
Agnim. There is, the only boss that is really unique, there is one that's basically just the boss with the big floating head with the hands from Wind Waker, except instead of firing arrows at his weak points, you jump on them. It's not that hard. Well, okay, it's a little tough before you know what his pattern is, but it's not that bad overall. The only boss that is really unique is I had forgotten about the moles. Yeah, the moles are kind of unique, because you have to... It sort of, because you fight them on a railway, you fight them on a train, and they burrow under dug-up bananas, and you wait for them to pop out, and then you jump on them.
You play whack-a-mole. basically.
It's basic. Yeah, it's really just whack-a-mole. The thing that makes it tough is that it's on a train. That's really
And it. Some of the carts blow up.
Yeah, which makes it kind of frantic, a bit frustratingly so, but no less fun. At least I didn't think. The only unique boss overall is the chicken piloting a mecha.
Dude, it was piloting Mazinger, right? It might as well have been.
I sort of hope not, because, I mean, you really think Donkey Kong could take on Mazinger? Maybe.
He's Donkey Kong. He can...
Considering...
You know what the one thing Donkey Kong can't take on is? Personal hygiene.
Considering the way that you actually beat the final boss, I suppose Donkey Kong can really do anything.
That's very cool.
The chicken piloting a robot, it's really just like an ATST. Basically, it'll jump up in the air, and it'll spread open its legs, it'll land on you, you can jump up and grab its underside and punch it a bunch. It, works, it's pretty fun. It's a little frustrating at first, because you don't know, you have to know the difference between when he's gonna stomp flat with no spread, where you can't be between him, and when he's gonna stomp so that you, can get underneath him.
Yeah, it's a lot of memorization.
But it works rather well. There's some twitch. It's not like Ikaruga, where you have to literally memorize every single little thing that's going to happen in order to beat the game. But the final boss, when you beat it, is... Well, you want to just say it? Because I don't really... I can't think of a way to build up to that.
Wait, build up to what?
The way you finish off the final boss.
Jumping on it?
No, okay, fine. It's in a cutscene, but whatever.
I don't remember.
You don't remember? How did you forget that? Donkey Kong rockets.
Oh, yeah! That!
Yes. The final boss, in order to beat it, you get rocketed up into space, and Donkey Kong punches the moon into the boss.
Yeah!
That's it. He just punches the moon really hard, and it falls onto the boss, and onto the volcano on Donkey Kong Island. And then the volcano erupts, and the moon just gets shot back up into its place in the sky.
Yeah, don't think about all the irreparable ocean damage, or damage to everywhere.
I love the way that it does, because you rocket up into space, and that's when you punch the moon down, but when the moon gets put back up in the sky, it's like the moon is a painting on the sky, or like a fixture on it. It just goes... Boop, and it's back. Everything's fine.
Did it actually make, like, a little ding?
You know what? It may have, but I don't remember.
Yes! It's like one of those little three-year-old things where you got the square, you got the triangle, you got the circle. Gotta put them into the right holes.
Yeah, except that it's the moon.
You're playing with the big leagues now. This is 8 and up.
Yeah. It's so crazy that it's just kind of cool. I don't remember if it's in gameplay or not, but it's one of those things that I'd accept even if it wasn't. Ugh. Is there anything else? Did we miss anything that I didn't think of? I'm sure that we did, because it's hard to talk about an entire game like this.
I don't know.
Parallel the only other thing that I can remember is the levels where everything is in pretentious arty bullshit-o vision.
Where you have the really red tie... Well,
where
DK's
you're in silhouettes,
hitman.
The only thing that's... What?
DK's a hitman. It's actually at night. DK became a hitman.
The levels just turn into hitman blood money.
Yeah.
That's what happens. There really are just... They're just standard levels, but they have a remix of the general Donkey Kong theme, but it's sort of jazzy. It's done really well. It looks really nice. I said it's pretentious arty bullshit-o vision, but it works. It is really attractive, and I liked it. But other than that, it really is just normal levels. There's no difference other than the aesthetic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's. I think we've covered all of Donkey Kong Country Returns. Unless we were to talk about very specific levels, I don't think we can say anything else.
We really can't. So are we going to end this?
Yeah, I think we can stop. We have finally returned to podcasting.
We have broken from the hiatus spirit.
Even though I have been doing stuff for the internet, but we'll talk about that if we decide to do it.
That didn't happen. That's not canon.
If we get later on and we do the indie podcast. But that's one thing. That's later. You ready?
What are we going to sync up on?
Good question.
Who hasn't stolen your bananas by now?
No. Volt, let's combine into fat guy who eats nachos. Let's sync up on that. Combine into fat guy who eats nachos.
Combine into fat guy who eats nachos.
Ready?
Got it. Okay.
On three. One, two, three.